talk to Michelle Malinagel and Nagel. Mm-hmm. I've got to translate correctly, Michelle.
You did well.
And we're talking about big business doing good business. And when you support people, when you support communities, that can only be good business. So, Michelle is from the Ekukanyeni Relief Project Vegetable Garden in Loli. Let's talk about how it started.
Sure. So, we as Ekukanyeni Relief Project, we've actually been empowering and upskilling the community of Loli and the surrounds for 14 years now.
Okay, who's the we?
The we is just Ekukanyeni Relief Project, okay. My colleagues and myself.
Okay.
So, what we do is we run two complementary community-based programs. The first is early childhood development, and then we also do food security initiatives. So what happened is Protex approached us late last year, and they basically shared the same ethos as us, which created the partnership. They were also looking to empower the community from the grassroots level.
Protex Soap. That's
yes.
Why I think you look very clean. Michelle.
Oh, you're too funny. Well, thank you for the compliments.
You're welcome.
So it's important to them just as much as it's important to us, you know, making sure the children are cared for and have opportunities as well as their adult support network. So in terms of the food security side, we do establish food gardens at ECD centers because we're making that link between the two two programs.
What's ECD?
Early childhood development. So that's your ECD centers
yes.
Where all the kiddies are attending your grade R's, your grade not-nots and the babies and so forth. So they basically sponsored a food garden project at one of the centers that we support. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. The community members came together. The children got to see how everything started from the bottom up. They got to see how the food's growing. So we just had the launch yesterday, the official handover.
Well done.
It was awesome, and everybody really enjoyed it.
So what sort of vegetables do you grow?
Lots of things. Right now they've got onions, tomatoes, strawberries. We do a section with various herbs as well as a section with vegetables. Then they have trees as well. So they,
incredible.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful, Sam?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, isn't there something in the Bible about, commentary about teaching a man to, like, the highest level of charity?
New Testament. Oh,
this is Rashi I'm thinking about. Levels of charity.
Levels of charity.
And the highest level
of charity is giving anonymously.
Oh, I thought it was teaching somebody to be like self-sufficient.
No, that's...
That was stolen from part two.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's like teaching man to fish. Yeah.
Is that right?
Not our book.
Am I going to get it now? Oh, my goodness me.
That's okay. But the principle, I think, is intact. And I think that the principle is about empowering people.
Yeah.
And I think that that's pretty much universal.
And it's in the best thing about Protex is that they didn't just want to donate. They wanted to be hands-on. And that means so much, not only for the people who are benefiting. So in this case, the children and their adult support network at La Sadie ECD Center, but it really impacts the company members. You know, they're coming to see things. They're coming to get involved as well. And it really impacts them.
That's incredible. So, a secretary in one department can come in and help with the gardens and actually get involved.
Yeah. So we also do, if a company needs to do their CSI spend, they're welcome to donate. And then we would coordinate an engagement day where whatever staff members from the company would like to come to Loli, and we have them spend time with the children. So it's not only engaging for the children, but it's also, enriching the lives of those adult members who come to participate.
Where is Loli?
Loli is deep south Johannesburg. So you're talking down by Ennerdale, Lanesha area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a township down there.
Yeah, it's about a 45-minute drive.
Exactly.
Tell me something. And have you been received by the community themselves?
That's a fantastic question, because I think oftentimes people think that they may want to go into the community and lend a hand by giving. But what we found in our experience is that doesn't actually work, because then you're creating dependency.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've partnered with existing structures in the community. So ECD centers that were already existing, then we come in to support, empower, and upskill. And that's worked beautifully. So we are warmly welcomed in the community.
Yeah, no, that's exactly where I was going with it. You know, this idea of sort of wealthier people from the north driving in their fancy cars and just exactly and driving out again, that can actually be quite destructive in certain ways. And so interesting to hear you've gone about it the absolutely right way.
That's what I love about that, because it's counterintuitive to what's happening in society. In society, I mean, when we wanted to raise funds at school, we'd have a cake and candy sale. Right? Today, parents are like, meh, I haven't got time for that. Here's a check. And your child is losing out on that experience of learning how to raise funds and how to work towards a goal and a cause.
And just bringing it back, sorry, my head's going in all these funny directions, but I mean, I'm just thinking about Siya Kolisi, thinking about that insert that we've all seen, I would imagine most of us have seen it by now, where he said he went to bed hungry.
Yeah.
Which is so far removed, thank goodness, from most of our realities. But you forget that.
It's very real. It's very real. And that's one of the reasons why the food garden initiatives that we do are so important, because it's right there. They literally walk outside from the center to the food garden. You have healthy harvests. We promote permaculture methodologies as the form of growing. And what that is it's 100% natural. No chemicals. You're actually replenishing the land. So you're giving back to that space as well. And they're ensuring they're getting macronutrients, micronutrients, and contributing to the physical and cognitive growth of the kids.
Amazing. Love what you're doing.
You should come.
It's funny how certain subjects come up and the timing. I mean, just yesterday I was listening to a debate about nutrition at schools. Mm-hmm. They were saying they give people vouchers, but you get a voucher to go spend it at a tuck shop so you can buy a toasted sandwich in oil with fatty cheese, which costs a fortune. Like, where are the healthy, nutritious meals that allow you to think and concentrate and achieve? Instead, you know, these university students who are given grants can only spend it in certain places and buy junk.
But you also hear about, you know, a lot of times children are only receiving maybe one healthy meal per day, and that's when they are at school.
At school, that is correct.
So
It's been a long time.
So it's so important that the meals that they are receiving at an ECD center or in primary school, where have you, are nutritious.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done to you and to your team. And well done to Protest.
Absolutely.
Protest. Big business doing good business.
And good on you for falling in love with South Africa and made you come here and do all this good work. That's like
everything for a reason.
You see how God is guiding you.
And I gave her such a hard time earlier about, like, she should have at least married a Cape Townian, then she would have lived somewhere really lovely. But you know what? We need you here.
Okay, so here's a question. Is it better to have loved and lost?
Than never to have loved at all.
Michelle, what do you think?
Better to have loved and lost.
Really?
I think so.
What do you think, Simon?
What I think is completely irrelevant. Why don't we put it out there?
No. I'm just asking.
She's seen right through me. Took her exactly 30 seconds to realize this one doesn't want to go there.
What do you think, Zanette?
I've loved and lost so many times. And I didn't die.
Listen, so I've got the solution for you. You just need to.
Exactly.
I've got the solution. You need to go to, like, Builder's Warehouse. Or just hang around there on a Saturday morning and life will be good.
And you?
How do you feel about rugby?
No. I want a rugby player.
I think we need to start doing in-studio rugby. I mean, these guys will take one look at you, Zanati,
I took one look at all of them, and I was like, yo.
Yeah, but again, like, I was watching Sia and his relationship with his wife. He, like, waves to her after every try.
I love them so
much.
It's
ridiculous, man.
I love them.
Like, who does that?
But yeah, I want the single ones.
Just saying. All right. Thank you very, very much to operational head at Ekhukanyeni Relief Project. They've started a vegetable garden in Lawley, and well done to Protex, where big business is doing good business.